The Baby. Five Drive on 5FM. Hey, I see SA Fashion Week is back. It launched with a bang. I'm seeing it all over Instagram. A lot of people launching different kinds of fashion labels and getting off and out into the red carpet again and sitting in the front row. I had no idea. I'm not exactly a fashionista, and if you know me, you'll say, like, yes, Nick, we know that. But I once went to a friend's fashion show, and I sat in the front row. Ooh, until nice. I didn't know it was like a thing. I didn't know there was such a grand honor in the world of fashion. Lots of people were sort of sniggering and talking under their breath, and I think doing sort of those kind of like, who is that? Who is that guy? He's not dressed appropriately. I'd come in like jeans and a t-shirt.
Oh no, Nick.
And I didn't know it was like a whole. It's like the social hierarchy of the fashion world is that if you're in the front row, you're somebody of good standing, apparently. Yes.
And you shouldn't wear a jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, no. I had no idea. And I, Shemal, I don't want to say who it is either, but this person, this friend of mine is... I also didn't really know. Like, I knew they were well-known, but when I went to SA Fashion Week, I was like, oh, this person's obviously a big deal. Like, this is like a... It's like the main event kind of thing. I just thought he made the odd wedding dress for the odd famous person. Like, I didn't realize how established he was. Anyway, so yeah, I'm sitting there and I'm doing my fashion police thing and I'm not really following what's going on all that much. And I start thinking to myself, like, there's certain things that are clearly in fashion and certain things that aren't. And you start getting confident, right? Because now I realize, like, I'm the it guy at this event to some extent, or at least in the eyes of the gossiping people behind me. And so I start making my own choices and my own decisions. I feel like the fashion police at some point. That's kind of where I go with my own little, like, fantasy in my head. And because now we're having Fashion Week again, I thought maybe let's do it together as a country. Like, let's be the fashion police and let's talk specifically about things that we don't like seeing. You know, it's like you go out now, you go to the club, and you'll see people dressed in all kinds of fashion bizarre items, outfits. Sometimes you worry people as well. You say, aren't you freezing cold in that, sir, ma'am? And I think maybe if we're going to do anything, we could sit here and we could pretend like we're front row fashionistas and we can just out all the fashion trends that we don't like. Like, let's do that as a fun little exercise together. I'll ask the team and I'll ask you too. 0825505151. What is something that is generally considered a fashion trend? But for you, it's just, come on, man, that's ridiculous. Let us know.